Well, I will go ahead and
this kind of work and of like Harris is not my work, and they have visiting scholar from China, and Zhenghuo Cai. This is his work, and they majorly did this work in China. As you say, the authors, the collaborator is a lot. It's a lot like here. We have a couple people working. In China, you have tens of people. So this is probably I appreciate their work. What they do is like currency is kind of plants which is weird, and they are flowered in this time of year, and without any leaf foliage. So they go to dormancy in the summer too. This is a radiata, and which is a red flower, bulbous. The majority of time they defoliate this before the flower. So in China, the quite a bit of species. The reason we pick up two species because of they are a little different. Although they are, I don't know which part is you can use. The major difference about these two plants is a sprout in autumn or sprout in spring. They bloom in the later summer. So a lot of species we work on spring GI, which is very identical in terms of the value, except the flower is different. But the really, really, the make a difference is they are sprout in spring instead of in summer, and then they bloom in the summer, the summer, the middle summer. So it's kind of hard to locate it. If you look at this graphic, you have better ideas. You have better ideas. So for the radiata, these plants, they begin to green in the winter time, November, and they continue have whole green foliage in the winter time until March, begin to defoliate and go to dormancy, and then flower again in August or September. This species, but in contrast, if you look at the Lycoris spongii, which is weird, they started. They're blooming, they're green, foliage come out in April, which is like regular other species. But they come out very short, go to dormancy, then begin to flower. So the really question here to show you about why one species takes so long in the green time, a lot of species take very short. So how the flower initiate? This is probably one question we tried to ask. So the blooming time is really makes a difference. And in this study, the majorly focus on how this flower initiate, how the flower organ development during this time. So pick up those two species, we really want to answer those questions because this is the kind of basic question we want to answer, and then continue to control the flower because it's a beautiful plant. It's a beautiful plant. So this is a property, and we pick up 4 to 5 years old mature bulb because you probably noticed this is the bulb flowers the best, right? The others you can force. This is then started the experiment from January to August. So because we talk about the flower initiation, not the green. So take the samples 3 to 5 days, depends on the time. We record what the phonological difference and anatomy structures. So complete randomized block design was used, and 3 replicates per treatment, and 30 bulb for replicates per treatment. So they did. A lot of students work on those. So this is a property. What we found out is majorly the flower emerging is probably from March to May. This is timing. Even though, you know, one species is green earlier, but the other species is green late, but the flower bud emerging is a little different. Second part, the flower bud development. In other words, the organ development. This kind of from the result is kind. I look at the result a little bit and say it's hard to differentiate, but we can look at this. This is a radiata. This started was March. If you look at the March, they start begin to have little bit the flower bud initiation. So you can see the meristemate promoted about the flower buds. Then as they progress, you can see they begin to initiate petals, right? Tepals, technically. They don't have others. They have tepals. From the tepals, you can see the differentiation of stamens. Stamens. From the stamens, you can see the when the stamens initiate, they also initiate inflorescence can be visible because you have a little bit umbel at the top. And then finally, you can see a little bit development of ovales, the ovary stuff. Then you can get this pistil development. So this is probably, by summarizing the chronological record, we can say the flower buds emerging, and they can be distinguished at 8 different stages, you probably can say. One is the flower buds differentiates, initiate flower buds. Then, after flower buds initiate, you probably can visible, because when this flower buds initiate, sometimes it can be leaf, sometimes it can be what? Can be flower. So when this flower bud initiate, the visible flower promoting can be visible. Then you have a perianth, which is tepals. For this plant, it's low others. After tepals, we have stamens. But after stamens, technically the ovules development with and the pistil development with inflorescence development is a pretty close stage. So this is what part is it. Well, with all of those, then you have organ development, pollen mature, formation of flower buds. This is probably after we can visible the flower buds. We majorly try to see the bulbs. But in other words, from this stage, you know the plants already initiate flower buds in the bulbs, and a lot from the top. When the scape come out, you can see the flower buds initiate. This is a probably. Now, this is kind of a question, yes. We showed one species, by compare the other anatomy structure of a Lycoris sprengii, they are usually starting flower buds initiate in late February. I don't present it because it's a very similar trend, but the flower buds initially emergent from those radiata is from middle March, which is, we don't know how to explain those. Why radiata have a green leaf so long, they initiate the flower buds, and then the flower buds of sprengii initiate before the green leaf come out in the bulbs. So we don't understand, but we do know the difference, two difference, which is bring us many questions. The second part is the flower bud development almost, 2 months for radiata, but very short so for sprengii. But from this graphic, you noticed they sprout green how long? 1 month. 1 month. And instead of those, the radiata, the green leaf come out for 5 months. So we don't know how to explain those, but they do have something there, control the flower, which one is very fast, one is very slow. So this is probably give my idea, have too much work to do, right? When you study one thing, bring us too much other work to do. So bring us what others? So the blooming really controls the flowering. So how we control the environment and the regular flower time? They can be used to cut flower, can be used to ground cover. It's very beautiful, especially they don't have foliage. All flower come out. So bring us question, how? You think about this, if you think about the radiata, they have a flower green leaf so long, they initiate the flower. But spring GI, they even don't. The bulbs already initiate flowers, then come out, get some nutrients, then flower right away. So those kind of environment control, I don't know. I don't know any expert can explain those. A lot of part is, you know, we think about next, what we do is, if it's genetically, we can control those. For example, during those time, we know the flower emerging and the flower initiate, flower organ development are quite different. How does gene expression, you know, we maybe as a real-time PCR can talk about the flower development gene to express it. This is kind of the work I located. The more I look, the more work we have to answer, because the bottom line is what we try to do is how we can control the flower of this plant in the future so we can market it better, right? Like us, they are in Jiangxi Agricultural University, which Dr. Tsai and working have quite a bit of different place. And also, I want to face it in China, Zhejiang University also collect quite a bit. It is have several species and have great potential for cultivar, especially the yellow one, the what is it called, urea. This is a plant have some other color. So they do have great potential to develop more flower, but really think about those with those basic information, especially the anatomic information provided to us, how we can manipulate those plants to flower as we want and select the better cultivar. I don't know. I don't have an answer, but I will probably stop here and hopefully some question, some people can answer those questions. Thank you. Anybody growing this flower, licorice? They do pop out in Georgia, and we saw this time of year pop out somewhere in Georgia. But I don't know any other people growing those. Texas,
yeah.
It's a little bit warm place. So it's a really bizarre plant. We don't know how to answer those. Come out 1 month with a with a leaf, then go dormancy, go to flower right away. So it's kind of a strange plant. But anyways, if people have experience in China, there's so many strange plants there. You can collect it and use it. Yeah.
Any other questions? I guess if not, thank you for coming this afternoon.